It's a recent Sunday morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And a few hundred people file into the wooden pews at Greater New Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Detroit. The choir assembles, and the service begins. Reverend Kenneth Flowers appears before the congregation to give his Sunday sermon, as he's done for pretty much every Sunday for 29 years. On this day, he focuses on the power of faith.
Strong faith, strong power. Weak faith, weak power. No faith, no power. You got to have some kind of faith to believe that the Lord will make a way somehow.
Afterward, he greets congregants who drive from across the metro area to attend his Sunday service.
Yeah. It was a wonderful service.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, love y'all. Take care.
All right.
I'll see y'all Wednesday. Okay.
Then he takes us up to his office to talk politics. The walls are covered in pictures of Flowers with civil rights icons and U.S. presidents.
God has blessed me to go to the White House twice under Clinton, four times under Obama, and one time under President Biden.
So you didn't go during President Trump's?
No, and have no desire to go, had no desire, and praying that he will not be reelected, because I definitely do not have no desire. If he gets reelected, we may not have a White House.
Mm.
We may not have a democracy.
You feel that way?
I strongly do.
In 2020, President Biden won the presidency thanks in large part to black voters like Flowers, especially in swing states like Michigan. This year?
He does not have the same pull. Mm. Many of the black people who I've talked to have stated that they definitely are not voting for Trump. Mm. But many have said, yeah, maybe I ought to sit this one out. Biden is not doing as much. And so I've had to explain to them and show them that this election, if you sit it out, if you do not vote, then what that does is that you are giving a vote to Donald Trump. President Biden needs every black vote he can get. Now, at the same time, he nor Vice President Harris nor the administration should take our vote for granted. They have to earn it.
Polls bear out what Flowers is saying. Biden's support among black voters is declining. Flowers is a Democrat, and he thinks Biden has been a great president. He points to things like the infrastructure bill and jobs. But he says for young black voters, that's just not enough.
They are very upset, because they don't feel that President Biden is doing enough to get humanitarian aid to the Palestinians in Gaza. So you have, on the one hand, African-American young people who are saying, well, what about us in terms of Black Lives Matter? What about unemployment? What about issues that affect us, student loan debt? Can we get jobs, housing, things of that nature? But at the same time, you have some of those same African-Americans also saying, while we can support Israel in some aspects, you're not doing enough to stop the killing of the innocent Palestinians. And I'm pro-Israel. The Jewish people historically have been there for African-Americans in terms of the founding of our institutions and supporting us in terms of freedom and justice. I have always supported the Jewish people. But I can speak out against the Israeli government and still be supportive of my Jewish brothers and sisters. I do not think that what Prime Minister Netanyahu is doing is right as it relates to the Palestinian people. Mm-hmm. Hamas needs to be stopped. I get that. You have to do that. Israel has the right to exist. Israel has the right to defend herself. But the Palestinian are people also. They're people as well.
Flowers says young black voters see their own struggle in the struggle of Palestinians.
You get people here, young people saying, okay, so we can't get certain things because of the color of our skin, and they can't get things done because of the color of their skin. So what's the difference?
He breaks down how the different generations are viewing the election in his congregation.
The older people, they want to make sure that democracy continues. Mm. When I've talked to older people, they want to be able to pay for their prescriptions. They want to be able to pay their bills. They want to be able to make sure they have money for food and not have to decide between a prescription or do I eat. Young folk are saying economic also, but we want jobs and we want to be safe. A lot of young people who I've talked to, like, man, I just want to live to see 25, which blew me away. I'm like, that's your goal, to live to be 25?
Because of the dangers?
The dangers, not just of police, but there's been gang violence in different areas, people dying. And a lot of people don't have a lot of hope. They're like, these jobs are not paying any money. So some way, somehow, the Biden administration not only produced jobs, and we just got the last report, they produced over 350,000 jobs, blew folk away. But the question then becomes, are these good paying jobs?
And so Flowers says Biden and his surrogates have a lot of work to do.
Everybody's looking now saying, if the election was held today, Biden would lose Michigan. The good news is the election is not being held today. It's going to be held in November. So you still have March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. You still got 8 months. In a political cycle, 8 months is a long time.
He links it back to the message of his sermon.
Give people hope and help them develop faith again in the Democratic Party. Develop faith again in this two-party system. Develop faith again in America.
Strong faith equals strong power.